I feel very honored to transmit this lineage to all of you. And you all are also very, very fortunate because you have received reading transmission from His Eminence Sanjin Nyenpa Rinpoche, because his previous incarnation, from whom I received many empowerment and many sacred instruction, including the Dangwanzi and Kajum Hanzi, when His Holiness the 16th Karmapa bestowed it in Rumtek Monastery. So I was very fortunate that these great masters transmitted to me, and my Vajradhara, His Holiness Karmapa, 16th Karmapa, have transmitted this to me. So you have received the reading transmission of the text, both treasure as well as the teaching on Mahayana Uttara Tantra, the fifth dharma of the five dharma of Lord Maitreya. And so you're very fortunate. And from him also, I have received sacred instruction transmission, and also transmission of the most important text in Vajrayana, Tibetan Buddhism, we should call it, because it's in Tibetan language. So the Jalwe Kanjur Chemo, the direct teaching of the Lord Buddha. So entire text I have received transmission from him, and he is one of my guru. So you are very fortunate to receive this from him. That is one of a fortunate thing. Another fortunate thing is the Jamgun Kongtrul Rinpoche, the fourth incarnation. So his first incarnation is, in my mind, you leave Guru Rinpoche and all those great enlightened ones of the past aside. But beside that, then there is no one who have done such a great service to entire Buddhism like Jamgon Kongtrul Lodwa Thayi, because he put all of this together, all of these sacred teachings together. If he haven't done it, then how do we find them? And most of this lineage will be gone, and they will be subjected to research. Because when there's no lineage, then we just research, you know, pull it here, pull it there, interpret this way, interpret that way, try it this way, try it that way. That is what I call research. And we don't have to research. Everything's there. Everything's there. Alive. So that is because of Jamgon Kongtrul Lodwa Thayi. And so his incarnation, you have received empowerment together with him, and sacred transmission together with him, reading transmission together with him. So that is very fortunate of him. And I'm saying this from my heart. I told them, you know, I am not the kind of person who expect anything from anybody for myself. For me, just for me, what I want, just for me. I want a small, nice room and one good cook and one good attendant who will wash my clothes and clean my room. And I only need two persons. And these two persons, I want somebody very simple. Do the job and say Om Mani Padme Hum. That's all. Then I'm very happy. If these two persons tell me this, tell me that, complain me this, complain me that, I don't even want these two persons. I can do it all by myself, you know. And I would rather do it by myself than some troublesome person do it for me. I'm talking about for me, myself. If I be selfish and I do exactly what I want to do, so that is what I want, nothing else. But for the Dharma, for the lineage, you know, for upholding the Thai Sithu's, previous Thai Sithu's great contributions, so I can't afford to be selfish. I can't afford to do what I want to do. I have to do what I have to do. Otherwise, I am not doing my duty. So that way, I'm not saying any of this by expecting anything from anybody. I don't want to flatter people. I don't like to be flattered by people. Of course, when somebody says nice things, you know, my brain lights up for a short time. When somebody says bad things, my brain becomes like light turns off for a short time. Of course, I'm not enlightened, I'm not Buddha. So therefore, all of that is there, but no big deal. It does not go very far. So this way, I'm saying this not for anything. Sincerely, I'm saying this sincerely from my heart. And now, what I want from you is very simple. I want you to, at least, if you can, I want you to be enlightened, become Buddha in this life. But I'm not a gullible person, unless I'm ignorant, you know. Knowingly, I'm not gullible. I don't believe things easily. I'm a very pragmatic person, that way. And also, I'm very, very, very hard-headed and old-headed. My brain is like a blue cheese, you know, and it is growing hairs in it. It is so old and so green, my brain is very hard to be washed. So this way. I will not say something which I don't want it to say. Okay? So, I say it sincerely. Some of you will attain Buddhahood before I will become Buddha. For sure. And I will become Buddha before some of you become Buddha. That is also for sure. So therefore, when you become Buddha, those of you who become Buddha before me, help me out, okay? As a Buddha. And when I become Buddha and some of you are still in the samsara, I will help you out as a Buddha. Just as a Buddha had done, the same way. And just as a Buddha is doing right now for all of us, the same way. So that is my sincere prayer. And then another thing is, when we pray, we should not be pragmatic. We should have maximum, you know, maximum. So your dedication and your aspiration should have no limit. Then you will reach Buddhahood. If you have limited aspiration, you will never become Buddha. There's no such thing as a limited Buddha. Buddha is limitless. So therefore, I'm saying that. Now, in case, because my pragmatic mind still stays with me. So from that point of view, then those of you who don't achieve Buddhahood in this life, then I request you to do your best in this life so that when the doctor tells you that you're going to die tomorrow, instead of getting afraid, you will be delighted to hear that. Because you have such a confidence so that if I die, I'm not going to go to hell. I'm not going to be born as a lower realm, sentient beings in the lower realm by my karma. And I at least will be born a little bit better than this. So, when the doctor tells you naturally that you're going to die tomorrow, you should not be desperate and afraid. And you should be able to die in peace and smiling, you know? So, that is what I request of you. You have to do it from now. If you don't do it from now, it is not going to happen that time. You cannot buy that anywhere, you know. You cannot steal that anywhere. It has to be right here, in you. And the judgment of what we are, we will only know when we die. So therefore, live long as possible. You know, take medicine, go for operation, take good care of yourself, run around if you can, do exercise, all kinds of things, live long as you can. But when the inevitable really comes, then you should be able to go smiling. And you should be able to inspire everybody around you, including doctors and nurses and brothers and sisters and friends and enemies, everybody. You should be able to inspire them. So that is what I ask of you. Now, a final dedication for today. Now, I want all of you to, maybe this is not fair because some of you don't read Tibetan, but those of you who read Tibetan, please say this particular prayer, which is related with the Nyingma lineage, but of course this is prayer for all, this prayer, I want you to say it as the last thing, because the content of this is everything. Even I teach you every day 10 hours for 10 years, there's nothing more I can teach you than what this prayer says. So therefore, please say this prayer then think about the meaning. And then those of you who don't read Tibetan, take this home and get it translated and learn this prayer. And then when you know what this prayer says and what this prayer means, then you should mean it from the depth of your heart. And so this is what we will do as today's final dedication. Now participate in this last part of empowerment with utmost sincere motivation, dedication, bodhicitta, devotion, etc. And then one last thing I wanted to say, I wanted to pray and dedicate this merit, your merit, my merit, everybody's merit, beside the enlightenment for each one of us, I wanted to dedicate it for all the sentient beings, and then especially the sentient beings of this world, to have really genuine happiness. Instead of all this hatred and fear and all these things, you know, may there be harmony, may there be peace, the genuine peace. And I wanted to dedicate to all of the great masters of the eight lineage. You know, the Vajrayana Buddhism is very, very, very fortunate. We have incarnation of eight bodhisattva. Manjushri, Avalokiteshvara, Vajrapani, Maitreya, etc., etc. And we have a manifestation of all of them. We have manifestation of all the great enlightened ones of the past. You name it, and there is an incarnation for it. So I pray and dedicate for their long life, and may they succeed in all of their dharma, pure dharma activity of them. I sincerely dedicate for that. And that is final.